From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the U.S. warns Russian airstrikes in Syria will only inflame the conflict. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter says Russian airstrikes in Syria Wednesday hit areas that probably did not contain Islamic State targets. And he told reporters Russian intervention will only inflame the Syrian civil war.
Fighting ISIL without pursuing a parallel political transition only risks escalating the civil war in Syria. And with it, the very extremism and instability that Moscow claims to be concerned about and aspire to fighting. So this approach, that approach, is tantamount, as I said then, to pouring gasoline on the fire.
Carter said the U.S.-led coalition will continue targeting the IS group despite Russia's request. U.S. aircraft not use the same airspace. U.S.-led strikes were conducted Wednesday over Aleppo. U.S. defense officials say Russia bombed near the western city of Homs. The U.S. and Russian militaries are expected to hold talks soon on ways to avoid encounters in the air. Burkina Faso's interim leader, Michel Kafando, Wednesday visited the captured barracks of the presidential guard in the capital, Ouagadougou, following its failed coup 2 weeks ago.
L'honneur est sauf pour notre vaillante armée nationale.
Mr. Kafando praised the army for an operation to retake the barracks that caused no casualties. In his words, the reputation of the army has been restored. The government is trying to convince coup leader General Gilbert Diendera to surrender a day after he sought refuge at the Vatican embassy. The guard launched the coup September 16 after the interim government barred supporters of former President Kampori from running in upcoming elections. This is VOA News. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas told the U.N. General Assembly Wednesday that Palestinians are no longer bound by the two-decade-old Oslo peace accords with Israel. Mr. Abbas says it's unconscionable the question of Palestine remains unresolved. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the speech was deceitful and encourages incitement and destruction in the Middle East. The Palestinian leader's remarks preceded a ceremony to raise the Palestinian flag at the World Body's headquarters for the first time, placing it alongside those of the other 193 member UN states. Afghan forces recaptured much of the northern city Kunduz from Taliban fighters early Thursday after what officials described as heavy fighting. Interior Minister Sadiq Siddiqui says hundreds of Taliban fighters were killed. Residents in the provincial capital agree that Afghan security forces are in control. But the Taliban, which had seized Kunduz Monday, insisted its fighters were in control. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, speaking to dozens of officials in New York Wednesday, appealed to the world to approach Europe's refugee crisis with creativity, compassion, and courage.
We face the biggest refugee and migration crisis since World War II. Over the last year, more than 60 million people have been forced from their homes. Desperate conditions are compelling people around the world to move. The Syria crisis is a tragic and dramatic illustrations of this.
The UN says more than 500,000 asylum seekers have left war and poverty in the Middle East, South Asia, and Africa since January, reaching Europe mostly through Greece and Italy. Some European countries who were at first opening their borders to migrants have now sealed them or have reimposed visa rules and checks. Trade ministers of the 12 nations of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement are meeting in Atlanta, Georgia, in the final stages of multi-year negotiations aimed at creating a massive free trade association encompassing Pacific Rim countries, generating annual trade expected to approach $300 billion. Hopes are high some form of agreement will be reached at this round or the final round of the year scheduled in the Philippines in November. The ministers are focused on trade matters involving cars, drugs, and dairy products. Thousands of South Africans marched in Pretoria and Cape Town on Wednesday against corruption, with signs that, among other things, read "Corruption taxes the poor, we say tax the rich." Much of the anger was focused at President Jacob Zuma and the ruling African National Congress, who's been in power for over 20 years since the end of apartheid. The protests occurred ahead of next year's local elections and some observers say may be competitive. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.